This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The Russian military said it had destroyed a major consignment of Western arms in Ukraine in an area west of Kyiv using sea-launched cruise missiles. The defense ministry said in a statement the strike took out a large batch of weapons and military equipment delivered from the U.S. and European countries and intended for Ukrainian troops in the eastern Donbas region where the fighting is concentrated. U.S. President Joe Biden has signed legislation granting Ukraine an additional $40 billion in U.S. support as it continues to battle a Russian invasion. The legislation includes $20 billion in military assistance, $8 billion in general economic support, $5 billion to address global food shortages, and could result from the collapse of Ukrainian agriculture and more than $1 billion to help refugees. Biden signed the legislation while he was traveling in Seoul, South Korea, after the bill was flown to him during his visit. Ukraine's president has now said that the Donbas region remains sovereign to Ukraine. AP correspondent Karen Shamas.
Speaking at a joint news conference with Portuguese President Antonio Costa, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said, however, that Ukraine would not launch a counterattack into Russian territory. Everyone is afraid that Ukraine will somehow attack the Russian Federation. I want to remind everyone that we are waging war on our own territory. Zelensky also said his forces were fighting to defend their land. This is our territory and we're going step by step and we'll go further to liberate our territory. He pressed Western countries for multiple launch rocket systems, which he said just stand still in other countries, yet are key to Ukraine's success. I'm Karen Chamas.
And there is more at voanews.com. Again, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Concern is mounting over the fate of Ukrainian fighters who have become Moscow's prisoners as Russia claimed full control of the Mariupol steel plant. A separatist leader in eastern Ukraine said nearly 2,500 Ukrainian fighters were in custody and they were sure to face tribunals. Their family members have pleaded for them to be given rights as prisoners of war and eventually returned to Ukraine. A deputy prime minister said Ukraine will fight for the return of every one of them. The steel plant for weeks was the last Ukrainian holdout in Mariupol and a symbol of Ukrainian tenacity and the strategic port city. Australia's Prime Minister-elect Anthony Albanese is a politician molded by his humble start to life as the only child of a single mother who raised him on a pension in gritty inner Sydney suburbia. He's also a hero of multicultural Australia, describing himself as the only candidate with a non-Anglo-Celtic name to run for prime minister in the 121 years that the office has existed. He has promised to rehabilitate Australia's international reputation as a climate change laggard with steeper cuts to greenhouse gas emissions. His financially precarious upbringing and government-owned housing and suburban camperdown fundamentally formed the politician who has led the center-left Australian Labor Party into government for the first time since 2007. A one-of-a-kind national memorial opened in Britain on Saturday as a tribute to the victims who died from COVID-19 during the pandemic. VOA's Joe Ramsey has more.
The wooden structure named Sanctuary has been built in a park in Bedworth, Warwickshire, and is 20 meters or 65 feet tall. Members of the public are invited to add letters and mementos to the structure before it's burned to the ground in a week's time on May 28th. The memorial was designed by David Best in collaboration with an independent arts company, Artichoke. Best is well known for his large-scale carved structures featured at Burning Man Festival in Nevada in the western United States. More than 177,000 people have died in Britain linked to COVID-19, the highest reported death toll in Europe after Russia. Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
Countries across Africa are struggling with low rates of vaccination across the continent, with only 17% of African population having received both doses of the vaccine. In South Africa, 45% of adults are fully vaccinated, although about 85% of the population is thought to have some immunity based on past exposure to the virus. A group of health workers in South Africa armed with coolers containing the vaccines drive to rural areas to offer the vaccination to those who are unable to travel for it. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.